This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The International Labor Organization and the government of Bangladesh today are launching a campaign to improve working conditions at clothing factories there. It'll use money from British and Dutch governments to boost workers' rights and make factories safer about 6 months after a factory collapsed, killing 1,100 people. The BBC's Mahfuz Sadiq in Dhaka tells us there's also a movement on wages for Bangladeshi workers.
One of the major demands by workers has been a higher minimum wage for the garment workers. And in the last month or so, there's been protests here on the ground by workers demanding a higher minimum wage. There is a government-appointed minimum wage board, which is supposed to announce its findings and propose a new minimum wage in consultation with the workers, the manufacturers, and other quarters. That decision was supposed to come this week, and now it's been pushed back to Sunday next week. So that's being eagerly watched.
Bangladesh is second only to China in the production of finished clothing for export.